Hello and welcome to the Inside OSU podcast. I'm Julia Benbrook. Seniors in high school are experiencing a completely different end to their senior year than they expected. One way that they can get back to normal is to look ahead at the exciting things that come as they transition to college life at Oklahoma State University. On this podcast, I'm speaking with the Vice President of Enrollment and Brand Management, Kyle Ray, via an online app, and he's answering a lot of the questions that both prospective students and parents have right now. Is the Office of Undergraduate Admissions open right now, and are they still processing applications?
The answer to that question is yes. The office is virtually open. So if you go to the office, there's no one there, but there are lots of folks there who are online and available via the phone. And so if someone wants to call, all of our employees are working and are answering those calls. Phones have been forwarded, emails are being answered, and that's how a lot of folks handle their business with enrollment management and with admissions anyway. So absolutely, we're taking applications for admission. There have been a lot of folks who have applied for admission since this whole thing started. A lot of folks have turned in housing information, scholarship information, information relative to their enrollment deposit. And so there are lots of ways to interact with admissions counselors, including by phone, email, FaceTime. So the office is up and running.
That's awesome. Everybody's making it work. It just looks a little bit different than it used to. So how can students get transcripts, ACT, SAT scores to OSU at this point?
They can get those scores a couple of different ways. One is electronically, and they can get their test scores from ACT or SAT, or they can have the high school send those scores on the transcript. And so the second one may be a little more challenging if folks at their high school, you know, aren't working. But my guess is they have a system by which they are sending that information out. And so really two ways, electronically, the first way I mentioned, and then the old-fashioned way by physical mail.
And is OSU still taking applications for the fall right now? Are there still scholarships and financial aid available if students are just now beginning to apply?
Absolutely, and we have a lot of students that apply April through July, and we're encouraging them to do that. There are a lot of scholarship opportunities for students. We know that there's a lot going on right now, but also we have, you know, a lot of students are at home and they have their iPads and their iPhones, electronic devices, and so we encourage them to go ahead and send that information in. We have extended the deadline for applications and scholarships until August the 14th. But I would say don't wait that long. While you're there and you've got some time on your hands, go ahead and do that now.
So that extended deadline, if you're listening, is August the 14th. Is there anything that OSU can do for students if their family's financial outlook has changed over the past several weeks? Obviously, coronavirus has impacted a lot of people here in our state and beyond.
That's a great question. The answer to that is absolutely. We've got a fabulous financial aid department, and our admissions counselors are standing by to talk to students and parents alike about that specific question related to the coronavirus and any difficulties that may have put on your family. And so call the your admissions counselor or the financial aid office, also via email. And you can find additional information about all those things on the website, okstate.edu. Just click on admissions.
And then many families have specific questions about their situation. I know we can cover broad terms here, but if they have specifics, should they talk to an admissions counselor now, or should they wait until we have a little more clear look at how the nation looks?
Nope, call and talk to them now. And I'm going to make this up. Let's say someone's father lost their job as a result, and they have questions about how that might impact their FAFSA information. Call admissions counselor, and they can either give you the answer to that or put you in touch with financial aid so that they can address your specific problems.
Orientation and enrollment are both really important for new students as they prepare to transition to OSU. What do those things look like now, especially for those summer sessions?
Yeah, that's a good question. And we have a lot of people asking that right now. And the simple answer to that is, I don't know. As we get information about this, the timeline for when things can be up and running, then we'll be able to push information out. And so one thing that enrollment management does a fantastic job of here at Oklahoma State is communicating with prospective students and their parents. So stay tuned, watch your mailbox, watch your inbox, and we'll get information out to you about orientation just as quickly as we possibly can.
No, it's an ever-changing target there, and you guys have done a great job of keeping everyone informed in this process. If orientation sessions do move online, if that's an option, how do you suggest new students meet friends or get connected on campus? If they are online, will there still be a fee for family members to participate?
There won't be a fee, and so they've already established that. There won't be a guest fee if we do it online. You know, we live in such a connected world, and just this podcast is proof of that. I would say stay in touch via social media, and I won't go into the long list of the applications that are available for that, but students can get in touch with friends and stay in touch with them prior to their orientation session, whether it's face-to-face or online, and then long after that, certainly to the beginning of school. So I would say utilize social media, utilize your electronic device to stay in touch with your friends.
How can students still experience the OSU campus and meet OSU representatives while campus tours are postponed? When do you think campus tours might be available again? And should students still come to campus after they've participated on a virtual visit? So there's a lot of questions in there, but I guess to sum it up, what do they do when they can't get to Stillwater? That's one of our big selling points, how great the Stillwater area is.
Yeah, there's a fantastic virtual tour available on the website. So go to okstate.edu, click on Future Students, and there's a really fantastic experience there waiting for you from a virtual perspective. And then we've got a daily admission presentation live every single day. And so our admissions folks do that one-on-one. It's fabulous. And it's neat to be able to see that done live every day. In fact, I'm thinking about tuning in the next day or so. Students can register on our website. And admissions counselors are available every day by phone, like I said earlier, text, FaceTime, different technology opportunities there. And absolutely, if you do the virtual tour and once all of this blows over and it's back to normal, we would love to have those guests on our campus for what will be just a rewarding experience as all of us get back to normal.
That's so true, because Stillwater is the best. I think once they are able to see it either virtually or when they're there, there's just nothing that beats Stillwater. So this next question I know is on a lot of people's minds as they're trying to finalize plans. Should students still send in their enrollment deposit or register for housing or orientation, all of those kind of final things, or should they wait until the COVID-19 pandemic ends?
Yeah, the easy answer to that is don't wait. Go ahead and send all of those things in, because this is going to blow over and you'll feel a lot better if you've held those things already turned in. We have extended the enrollment deposit deadline to June the 1st. That's an opportunity for you, but my suggestion would be let's go ahead and send that in now so that you don't have to worry about it.
And then will OSU Junior Day still take place? That was originally scheduled for April 18th, which is right around the corner. And what should juniors know about that process as it's changing?
Yeah, it is on. And one of my favorite dates of the entire year at Junior Day program, just a lot of energy brought to our campus by those juniors, rising seniors in high school, and their parents. And so it is going to be all online. Stay tuned. Again, we're going to send out information very soon about Junior Day for the 18th. So watch your inbox, watch your mailbox. Keep hold of your phone, because we'll be sending out information about that, how to log on, what time, all those specifics relative to junior day.
Okay, and then fall term coming up, do you think it's going to start as planned, or is there even a way to answer that question right now?
That's another wait and see issue. You know, we sit around and look at these national and state timelines relative to COVID-19, and we'll just have to wait and see. We are proceeding as if the fall is going to happen right on time, and I can tell you when it does happen, or if it does happen, it's going to be a fantastic experience, one that we won't ever take for granted again, I can promise you. But I'm excited about the opportunity for that. But as we get information about the fall, we'll certainly push out information to students and their parents.
And then what is your favorite thing about being an OSU Cowboy for those seniors that are still trying to make a decision if this is the right place for them?
You know, it's just, it feels like home. I bring in students every year that are freshmen, and I'll bring them in probably in October, and I'll say to them, last year you visited our campus, and ultimately you decided to come to school here, and now you're in the middle of your freshman year. What made you come to Oklahoma State? And they will have varied answers about academic progress and things that they're really interested in terms of academics. Some may say engineering or agriculture or business or one of the different majors we have in the different colleges on campus. But the one thing that is the common denominator is they say, you know, it just felt like home to me. I felt like I belonged here when I came to visit. And that is a feeling that permeates this campus, and certainly is one that will continue to do so, especially if we're able to have school this coming fall.
And that home feeling kind of ties into the Cowboy family right now as well, and just the way that they're handling this and everybody banding together, it just proves that it is a home and it is a family. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Inside OSU podcast. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. We hope you're doing well and staying safe. And as always, go Pokes.